I am very glad to talk to the diabetics of Australia. My fellow diabetics, I should say. Because I have been one myself for the last third of a century. 33 years. I'm looking forward to completing my 50 before I'm bowled out. It was because diabetes took me up that I took up the study as my life work. This has been a great advantage to me in many ways, because it brings more intimate knowledge, understanding, and sympathy, I hope, for my patients. Perhaps it's best to start off by asking oneself, what is the nature of this disease, diabetes? It's quite easy to understand for the layman, and I think I should go into a simple explanation. Of course, most diabetics know what it's about, but there may be friends, relatives, and indeed some general public listening to this talk. The nature of diabetes is best understood by comparing the body to a machine, which indeed it is in many respects. An engine burns coal to give it heat and energy. The human body burns food, that is its fuel, for the same purpose. Of course, you don't see the smoke coming out of the human body, but it does all the same through breathing out through the lungs. The chief food that we eat are called the carbohydrates, sugar itself and starchy foods, all of which are digested in the gut into sugar itself. Glucose is the name we give it. When this sugar is absorbed in the normal person, it is burnt completely as fuel. The diabetic cannot burn this sugar. It circulates in the body in excess, increases the sugar content of the blood, the mouth, and so on, makes the mouth sticky, makes the patient thirsty. He drinks a lot, he passes a lot of urine. And in this urine, he loses the sugar which should have nourished a normal person. Besides, therefore, being thirsty, passing a lot of urine, he loses his food, gets tired, weary, and loses weight. Although not all diabetics, as we shall see, lose weight. Now, that's what's wrong. This excess of sugar produces the symptoms of the disease, poisons the patient, makes him weak and thin.